Books on Tape presents Getting Rid of Matthew by Jane Fallon, read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. The bedroom was dark, lit only by a sliver of brightness from the wall light in the basement well outside, edging its way around the sides of the blind. Helen could just make out the clock as it clicked over to 8:15. She poked a finger gently in Matthew's ribs, and he turned over irritably and picked up his watch from the low table beside the bed. Fuck, I'm late. Helen watched sleepily as he jolted out from under the duvet, smoothing down his dark grey hair at the sides, and started to pull on his clothes, his work uniform of a dark, tasteful, beautifully fitted bespoke suit, well-cut shirt, and soft, black calf-leather shoes, not bothering to take a shower. He bent down to kiss her goodbye brusquely and pulled the bedroom door shut behind him. She lay back on the pillow, which smelled faintly of the Armani black coat she had given him on their anniversary, and stared at the crack in the ceiling. It was definitely getting bigger, and she wondered if she should speak to her upstairs neighbours about it. Not that she knew them. She'd seen them only 3 or 4 times in the 2 years she'd lived here, a couple in their 30s. He was a bit stringy-looking. She wore a fleece and had a mousy bob. They had an unexpectedly rampaging sex life, though, which Helen could hear through the ceiling about 5 nights a week, and sometimes in the afternoons. It was all very shouty and theatrical. Lots of oh babies and yes, yeses, and banging on the headboard. One time they had been at it at the same time as Matthew and Helen, and it had become a bit of a competition, a sort of grown-off. Helen had always had a competitive streak.